It's Wednesday, and we talk technology on a Wednesday with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much. Now, really, where a lot of us hang out is in our lounge room, watching our streaming or watching our movies, and we want to be doing it on the best possible TVs. What have you got for us television-wise this week?
Look, it's a really good point. I think more and more of us are upgrading our TVs as we spend more time at home and less visits to the cinema as well. But I'd say the biggest thing to note at the moment is that 65-inch televisions is the norm in terms of when you're going out to buy a new TV. 65 inches is the normal size now. And I guess what's even crazier than that is a 75-inch television, which to me is the size of my lounge room wall.
Yeah.
They have decreased so much that for less than $2,000, you can have a 75-inch TV in the home now. So bigger is better, as they say.
And when it comes to TVs that size, even though they do take up the entire screen, and we've spoken about soundbars before, even though the speakers seem to be nowhere, they do still have a pretty good sound, don't they?
They have reasonable sound, yeah. And look, I always try and encourage people that if you are going to invest in such a big screen, maybe spare some cash for upgrading the sound as well, because I do think you can do a lot more with the sound. But no, the speakers are fine for watching general TV. It's when you want to step into, you know, turning your lounge room into a theatre that you should be investing in some better sound.
And all of our new TVs all come with internet capabilities. They've got to be able to jump on our network, don't they?
It would be very surprising to find a TV that does not connect to the internet and does not have any apps. So if you think about turning your TV on, it's not just about free-to-air TV anymore. It's definitely about streaming services, access to things like Netflix, Stan, Amazon Prime, because we're consuming more and more content through streaming because we don't want to sit through ad breaks and we want to watch what we want when we want.
Tell you what, there's one thing I'd like to see in a TV. We've got a Philips that we've had for a few years now, and when it does an update, it invariably does it at the moment that I want to turn the television on. It goes, oh, hang on a second, we just got to finish this update, and then we'll let you get back to your television watching pleasure. And I'm like, this is not the time. You should be doing this when I'm not watching you.
I totally agree, and it's funny that a lot of people who own Sony TVs may be laughing at this because their TVs just randomly turn on. So the whole TV turns on at random times of the day when it wants to do a software update. So I don't know which one's better here, whether you want a TV that just randomly fires up in the middle of the night or a TV that has to update when you're turning it on.
That's an interesting choice, but I can tell you what, there's nothing worse than, you know, racing in the door ready to turn the cricket or the football on because you're desperate to watch the game, and at that point it goes, no, I'm sorry, the next 2 minutes I'm going to be to myself just doing a quick update, if you don't mind.
I know the feeling.
What else is expected from televisions in 2021 there, Jeff?
Okay, so if we're looking at a crystal ball for the rest of this year, what we're going to hear about is a term called mini LED. Now, in itself, it doesn't mean much to anybody, but what we're effectively talking about is when we have a television that lights up those pixels or those dots on the TV, they're going to make these LEDs much smaller, which means that when you want to see black, it takes a lot less power to produce black compared to whites and others, and you won't get this blooming on screens as well. So we're going to see the detail on TVs become a lot better in 2021. The biggest change, though, that I think we're going to see on shelves will be transparent televisions. Sounds crazy, but imagine if you've got a house with a beautiful view. Why would you want to block that with a big black rectangle when the TV is off?
Yeah.
So what if when the TV was off, it was as clear as glass?
Oh.
And when it turned on, it became your normal TV that you know and love. So transparent TVs are available overseas at the moment. I've seen demonstrations of them. I think we're actually going to see them on shelves in Australia this year.
So is it like an electronic film that gets put onto the window?
It is. Well, this is still a television, so it's still a piece of glass that you would have on your entertainment unit, but it's completely clear when it's turned off. So you probably could wall mount it onto a glass door if you really wanted to, but we're talking about a TV that still has a base and has a stand and can go onto any entertainment unit that you've got in the home, but it's completely transparent when it's not powered on.
That is amazing technology. I'd like to check that one out for sure. Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much for keeping up to date with the latest in tech.
Thank you.